It was 1964 when we moved to the San Francisco Bay Area. My dad had been on an overseas assignment for the past 8.5 years. We initially lived with my paternal grandparents in Cupertino while my parents searched for a suitable location to raise a family of 6 children. In June 1965, we moved to the East Bay, and just 1 month later in July was the first notice regarding Eugene O'Neill's Dow House. My dad had spotted an article in the local paper, Contra Costa Times, that O'Neill's former home located in Danville had been recently sold. His interest was not in acquiring the house, but in its history and the connection to the playwright. From that moment on, my parents developed a special interest and followed its progress of community efforts to save the landmark, and also did what they could do to help in various ways through donations, memberships, and attendance of informational workshops and events. In September 1977, they attended the production A Moon for the Misbegotten at the Dow House as part of those efforts. My parents both had a keen interest in the theater and fine arts. Art history was part of my mother's focus as an undergraduate at UCLA, and she went on to donate and devote her time as a docent for the Asian Art and Fine Arts Museums in San Francisco for over a 38-year period starting in the mid-1970s. My father had been deeply involved in theater arts and stage productions during his undergraduate years at UCLA, as well as a child acting career throughout the 1930s with over 40 citations and credits. He appeared in 2 Best Picture Oscar winners, Cimarron and Cavalcade, and 1 Best Picture Oscar nominee, Wuthering Heights. He worked with many Hollywood legends, including Shirley Temple, Leslie Howard, Laurence Olivier, Merle Oberon, and James Cagney, to name just a few. My father passed away in 1988 due to health issues. He had saved some of the Dow House mementos, and I had come across them in his possessions. From 1965 until 1988, he was able to see the transformations involving stewardship of Dow House from community concern through National Park Service sponsorship. My mother is now approaching 100 years in age, next month in May 2026, and still recalls a property tour in the 1970s led by a middle-aged female docent guide with short dark hair that was very passionate in saving the property. She believes that the woman was one of the founding members of the group.